Welcome to the Leadership Spark podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. This is Corey. I am joined by Hampton today. And today we're going to elevate the Leadership Spark podcast and bring in ChatGPT. And so
yes,
we have, I feel like we've arrived, Hampton, with ChatGPT influencing our podcast really for the first time. And so Hampton had a little test that he ran, I guess a little experiment to have a little fun, asking ChatGPT a question about leadership. And I'm not going to spoil it, Hampton. I'll let you unpack it. But it was a really interesting response to the question that I think would be impactful for our people to hear out there, because I do think that sometimes people can trip over what you're going to talk about, and it could limit their leadership impact if they believe in it. And so, Hampton, what question did you ask our friend ChatGPT, and then what answer did you get?
I wanted to know what ChatGPT could teach us about leadership. And so I said, what's one common leadership belief that has been debunked? And I honestly was doubtful of what our friend ChatGPT would come back with. And then I was fairly blown away. And they said, here's the debunked belief. Leaders are born, not made, which I agree with for the most part. So I kept reading, and I'll read a lot of what it says here. It says, this belief suggests that leadership qualities are innate and cannot be developed through experience or training. According to this view, some people are naturally born with leadership traits, while others lack the essential qualities to be effective leaders. So that was the belief for a long period of time. And even as I look back on my life, I think a lot of times I used to think that leadership was someone that was good at galvanizing. That's a word I use a lot. From an assessment, The Working Genius. We'll talk more about that soon. I know I've been saying that for months. If you're a regular listener, I promise it's coming soon. But a lot of times, galvanizers, promoters, people that like to motivate and inspire and rally, they're told when they're younger that they're a born leader. And that certainly doesn't hurt. If you want to be a great leader, that definitely can help you a lot. But I also know people that are frustrated by galvanizing and aren't very good at it, that are really some of the best leaders I know. And that's really because leadership is way more about who you are than what you do. So there could be people who are wonderful galvanizers, but maybe they don't have great character. And so eventually they're exposed and it doesn't go too well for them. And so that's just something to consider. But so the debunked belief is that leaders are born, not made. Here's the reality, though. Research and modern leadership theories have shown that leadership is more about developing skills and attributes rather than possessing them from birth. Key points include, and this is where it gets good, it tells us about five different things. Leadership skills can be developed. Hashtag WildSpark, hashtag the leadership spark. Leadership is a set of skills and behaviors that can be cultivated through learning, experience, and practice. Programs, training, and mentorship can help individuals develop effective leadership capabilities. I believe that. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't work at WildSpark. Number two, growth mindset. We talk about that a lot. Embracing a growth mindset where individuals believe they can develop their abilities through dedication and hard work has been shown to improve leadership skills over time. We've talked about that a lot, the difference between a growth and a fixed mindset. And I think it's really hard to be a great leader without a growth mindset. Some of the most talented people in the world, they can get into certain doors because of their talent, but their fixed mindset will hold them back. And somebody with a growth mindset will go a really long way. Diverse leadership styles. I won't read everything beneath that, but I think if everyone was the same, then we would struggle. For example, I talked about being a galvanizer earlier, a promoter that likes to rally people. If everyone's a galvanizer, there's a lot of problems that can come with that. You don't want that. That's frustrating and could actually be annoying. I've been in a room with a bunch of galvanizers before and we don't get anything done. We just like talk the whole time. Experience matters. So that's number four. Practical experience, reflection, and feedback contribute significantly to leadership development. Totally agree there. And then the last one is inclusive leadership development, just recognizing different potential across people. So I don't know. I just thought this was really good. There's a lot of people out there today that believe that you're either born as a leader or not. And I disagree. I believe that you can absolutely be developed as a leader. And frankly, that's why Corey and I come here every day, because we personally want to grow as a leader. We want to hold ourselves accountable to each other to grow and to share what we're learning here with you so that you can be the great leader that your people deserve. So next time you hear somebody say, hey, that person is just a natural born leader, they could be right, but maybe think to yourself, well, you know, they could probably grow as a leader, or just because they're a good galvanizer doesn't mean that they're the best leader in the world. So something to chew on today. Thanks, ChatGPT.